everyone.
Hey, everyone. I'm Emily.
And I'm Maria, and this is the Open Plan Podcast. We're excited to have you here.
Join us in navigating life and architecture as young professionals tackling career, education, social lives, and everything in between.
Keep up with us on Instagram at Open Plan Podcast. So now let's get into it.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Open Plan Podcast. I'm Emily, and I'm joined with...
Maria! I'm back. Ooh. Hi. Oh my gosh, it's been a while. I feel like we say that every time. I'm sorry.
Honestly, I've said it before, recording alone is just not the same. It doesn't hit the same.
Yeah, it's been a busy few months, but we're excited to get back and a little catch up, a little decompressing episode. Just to get back into the groove. But we can start it with a little catch up with, you know, what we've been up to for the last few months. So we've been kind of MIA on the podcast feed, but
not on Instagram though. Quick Instagram plug.
Yeah. Follow us on Open Plan Podcast. But yeah, I'm planning a wedding and it's becoming more and more real. Like, it's in July, so you know things are starting to pick up with events and finalizing details and like hiring everyone else that we haven't hired yet, and so it's starting to be very time consuming, which is like not what I expected. Maybe I feel like we started really early, but it didn't, you know, it still all falls in the last couple of months. Mm-hmm. Regardless of how much ahead of time you plan, but it's been really fun, and I'm really, like, basically using all of my free time towards that.
Well, I'm really excited. We've made steps towards Maria's bachelorette, or we made decisions of where we're going, and obviously very excited for the wedding. I can't believe I feel like we've been talking about it for a while, and it's actually coming up now.
I know. I'm like, what am I going to do, like, in August when there's nothing else to plan?
You're going to just feel like a huge weight lifted off your shoulders. It's gonna feel great. Yeah.
But yeah, what about you, Emily? What have you been up to?
Me, I have been just living life, you know. I'm not teaching this semester, so had a really great experience with that, but taking a break for just the springtime, maybe gonna revisit it in the fall. So honestly, just been working. Work has been picking up for me. I'm actually project managing two projects now. Wow. So I think we might have touched on how it's strange, like, moving into like management roles. Like, mm-hmm. And I'm approaching that, and there's a lot of like learning curves to it, but you know, trying to make it work, trying to learn as much as I can every day. And yeah, it's been exciting.
Do you like being project manager?
It's like I like it, but there's also a lot of, like, you know, annoying stuff too. Logistics, like getting into the fee and like budget and how many hours everyone is spending. Like, can't say I'm passionate about that.
Yeah, but you have to be like the bad guy. It's like, do it faster.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm like, just checking in. I do like the, like, collaborating with the whole team and communication part of it. Like, that part's really fun, and I feel like it fits with my like right side brain, like, kind of type A vibe. Yeah, so yeah, it's fun, but
it's probably nice to like know everything that's going on. I feel like sometimes when you're doing more of the production side, you don't know, like, mm-hmm. some stuff that happens right away, so you're like, oh shit, like, we're working on this deadline and never mind, like, it was moved, or like, you don't get the information first. But
right. And that's why, like, I try to avoid too. I'm like, I'm always trying to keep everyone in the loop, because I've definitely been there where it's like you find out something like last or like last minute. But
yeah,
that's so cool. That's what I've been up to. And then it's freezing in Philly, so just trying to stay warm.
Yeah, oh my gosh. It's been like, Atlanta's been on and off. Like, I think we had the fake spring where, like, there's pollen everywhere, and it was nice and warm for like a few days, maybe like a week. There was one weekend where it was like 80 degrees. Wow. And I immediately put shorts on and sat by the pool, even though the pool's still very much covered and the chairs were stacked, but I pulled one out and I laid there. I was like, I will get sunburned today.
We're just like reaching for summer. We want it. We want it so bad.
And then like now it's back to like, today is like nice and fresh, but next week is going to be down to like 32, which is like, no. I'm ready to put my coats away. Like, I'm ready to feel the sun in my skin.
Same. Over all the layers, man. Can't do it.
Yeah. But yeah, other than that, fighting the weather and planning a wedding. What else am I doing? That's pretty much it. Work is fine. Not too busy. Not too crazy.
A nice balance.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good. That's always good. Well, other things we're doing is what we're going to be talking about this episode. So one thing Marie and I talk about a lot is things we do outside of architecture. And like, that's a really big part of our identity as well. Like, you know, outside of work, what are we doing? So this episode is all about habits that we're incorporating into our life to decompress during busy seasons of life, or, you know, just every day for most people is pretty hectic. And I think it's easy to not be present and not to remember that, you know, we're living and we should be experiencing fun things and things like that. So we're going to just kind of dive into stuff we've been doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think especially with the whole wedding planning thing, like it's making me really prioritize something that's not work or school, which is a very interesting position to be in, because it's, I feel like that's all I've done thus far is like prioritize career and professional stuff and school, whatever it was. And now like those things are, I'm just not like saying yes to so many things professionally, like not at work, but you know, events and stuff like that, school, whatever, that I get the opportunity to do, because I am not, that's not my priority right now, which is like a weird feeling, but it's just as valid. I think like if I didn't prioritize this stuff, like more personal stuff right now, it wouldn't happen. And I want it to happen, right? Like this is important too.
Right.
So it's a weird position to be in. New. Feels new.
Yeah. I feel like we're shifting towards a mindset where we're not, you know, students and not basing our whole identity on our work and being like, wow, what can I do for myself? And
yeah,
I like this shift in mindset here. But yeah, without further ado, we're going to get into the subject of our episode.
All right. So now we're going to get into some of the strategies and habits and little things we're doing this last leg of this winter to kind of stay present and stay, you know, stay away from burnout and just keep our lives balanced. So Emily, why don't you start with one of yours?
All right. And I also want a disclaimer that me and Maria have not told each other these habits. So you guys are seeing our live reaction. So my first habit that I try to do is daily movement. And that's something that I've recently been really trying to prioritize. I feel like I've always been pretty active and exercise has always been my form of kind of therapy. But it definitely fell to the wayside when I was studying, like for the last couple of years before passing my exams. And then since then, I've been trying to build it back up. And I've noticed that if I don't incorporate some type of movement, I feel it mentally, I feel it physically when I try to sleep at night. So daily movement for me has been either a long walk or a more organized form of exercise. I run. So whether that's training for something, I'm actually training for a race in April. So it's nice to have a goal and be like, well, I need to hit this many miles every day and have a plan. And then finally, going to exercise classes. So that's something that's been new for me this year. Like, I think with the pandemic, I got used to like solo working out a lot and doing things that obviously didn't involve other people because we weren't allowed. But now that we are somehow like creeping out of the pandemic ish. I've been going to yoga class, and it's just been so amazing to have a time scheduled that it's almost like you already committed to it and you already signed up and paid for it. So it's like, I gotta go, and treat it like an appointment, you know, but for your mental health, for yourself. So yoga has been an amazing daily movement for me. And it's a lot like softer on the body. I feel like I'm used to doing very high impact workouts like running and HIIT and stuff. So it's been nice exploring a daily movement that lets you be a little bit introspective during it also, and just really slow down, which goes back to our theme of just being more present. And obviously no phones allowed in yoga, so no screen time. You have nothing to do but literally sit in your thoughts and your sweat because it's hot yoga. And really just be present with it pouring down your face and being like, wow, I'm alive, I'm breathing. So yeah, that's been something I've been doing. What about you?
Yeah, I think the community aspect of it is really nice too, because you are seeing other people, like different people that you don't see at work or at home or whatever. So I think that's like also adding a lot of just like different inspiration to your day.
Yeah. Just seeing people, that's something that we were missing, I think, in the pandemic, is like those casual acquaintances or something. I think there's like a word for that where it's like the repetitive, like seeing people that are outside your friends or family, mm-hmm. and how that like helps you internally build community or something like that. But there's some science behind that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that's definitely healthier than just seeing like three people that you already know. Mm-hmm. But related to that, I'm taking ballet classes again. So that's been, oh my gosh. So for anyone that doesn't know, I did ballet for 14 years, like as a younger, like, you know, child and teenager, like back when it was like my glory days. I was really serious about it, like classical ballet. And I'm not going to lie, I was pretty good. But like I had to stop because of high school and studying to get into college and all that stuff. I ended up kind of going towards more like character and jazz dance, and then I eventually just stopped. But it's always been something that I've loved, and like oftentimes, like growing up, it was a very serious commitment. So a lot of times it was stressful in a way, like, oh, you know, there's like, I have no free time because I'm in ballet classes or rehearsals or whatever. But now I was like, okay, I really miss it as like a fun exercise thing. So mm-hmm. I found a place, like I've tried a couple different places in Atlanta and none of them really clicked. But this place I found has like adult classes Monday nights, and I'm absolutely like obsessed. It's been like the best addition to my routine this year. Like it's every Monday night. I haven't missed a single day since I started it, which is insane. Usually like I will definitely give an excuse. And it's also the thing where you like, you get a class pass, so you pay for, you know, 10 classes at a time. So you already committed and you have to sign up.
Right.
So that's so really important. I think so much more helpful than just saying like, oh, you know, this whole time I could have taken like ballet classes on YouTube or whatever, mm-hmm. like done it in my, you know, my railing, just holding on. But you don't do it. Like I said, I would do it during COVID and I never did it. So this has been such a joy. Like I come back, like I've had whatever, the worst Monday ever, and then I go to ballet and then I lay down to sleep and I was like, that was a great day.
It's so important to schedule it and treat it like it's a commitment, like you are, you know, you're paying money for it, you're gonna go. And even when you don't do that, I've been trying to like schedule a commitment to myself, even if you go for a run or if you go for a walk, like treat it just like you're paying for a class pass class, like you know, like you owe that,
put it on the calendar yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
I literally did that this morning to go work out. I was like, I'm gonna go at 10. I went at 11, but I still went.
See, there you go. And it's like you wouldn't miss an appointment for like a doctor or for like a class,
right? Like, so and it makes you kind of schedule around it then. Like, I don't commit to anything on Monday nights now because I have ballet. Like, it's just mm-hmm. a thing. And it's also like, and I actually pointed this out, one of our good friends, she was like, I think it's so cool that you have something that similar to your yoga thing. Like, it's your thing. It's not with your husband. It's not with your friend. It's not dependent on anyone else, but it's just you, for you, because of you. Like, that yeah, was, I was like, point. You're right. And it took me some time to also like invest the money into that because, like, you know, I've tried other ballet classes. They're like, you know, $20 a class. I'm like, that's a little steep. So this place is like a little bit more reasonable, but still, like, I'm not paying for a gym. I'm not doing anything else. So, like, this is actually bringing me so much joy and a great exercise. It's like an yeah. hour and a half class. Like, I am dead by the end of it.
I mean, investment pays off because it gets you yeah. there. It brings you joy. And in the end, like, you spend money on things like you don't even think about during the day, like that, you yeah. know, coffee or like, you know, right. just that like shopping trip or whatever. And, you know, all those things, like, you can do the same thing, but for a class or for a movement. So I feel like more, it's hard like, good to remember you. That.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. So I think it's a great thing. And I'm going to keep doing it as long as I can. I wish there was a class on like Wednesday night. Yeah. So I could do two times a week.
You're like, can't stop.
Oh, I need more. But yeah, so that's been great. What about, do you have another one?
Yes. So another thing I've been trying to do is prioritizing reading for fun. And just like daily movement kind of took a wayside, not as much of a priority when I was studying or even when I was in school. I really stopped reading for fun. Probably like for like years, honestly.
Yeah. And you're just reading ARE stuff. Like,
exactly. I did not have the mental brain power to like read it, even though like, yeah, like I missed it. I grew up reading. I've always loved reading. So I've really tried to come back to that, and prioritizing even a couple pages before bed has been huge. Like, it gets me settled and like ready to sleep. And, you know, helps you resist the temptation to scroll before you go to bed, which is like so bad for you, like, you know, getting you all hyped up on blue light. Yeah, and I definitely was guilty of that. I'm still guilty of that, working on it. But just being like, put the phone down and, you know, don't like, it allows you to stop stressing about what the next day is or what's going yeah. on. And you just read this book and escape, literally. Yeah. Escape to another reality. It's so amazing. And yeah, it's helped my sleep a lot, just like movement, just to, yeah, kind of settle me in and not have that racing mind while trying mm-hmm. to sleep, which happened to me a lot when I was like, just like phone off, sleep. No, it doesn't work that way. Yeah. So yeah, reading.
You read been like fiction big. Mostly?
Yes. So I'm a fiction girl and... love my thrillers and dramas, and currently reading, if people are curious, the Tomorrow, and Tomorrow book. Have you heard of this?
I think I've heard of that title, yeah.
I feel like if you saw the cover, you'd recognize yeah. it. It's like pretty popular right now. My friend Tara let me borrow it, and it's so good. Oh my gosh, it's so good. And I don't want to give any spoilers, but very captivating, great character development. Highly recommend. So random recommendation for you guys.
But, on my list. Oh, it's so yeah, good. I was reading a lot more last year. I don't know why, like, this year it's just been hard to do that, but it's something I really need to get back to because yeah, I'm on my phone before bed all the time. I think it's because I finished like a couple really good books and then I just didn't, you know, get hooked on the next ones that I had.
Yeah. So I
just lose the habit.
It's really hard to keep the momentum up unless you have like a list of mm-hmm. like, oh, I'm gonna move
that
on to the next.
That you really want to read, right? Like, mm-hmm. I have like a couple of good like self-help books, but like, I don't want to read that shit before bed.
No.
You know? Here's all the things you should do with your life. I'm like, no, I want to sleep. Yeah. So that's good. That's good. Reading is good. Yeah.
Okay. What about you?
Wait, let me look at my list. I had a couple more. Okay, yeah, this is like kind of obvious, but you actually have to do it. This happened a couple weeks ago. I just took a random day off. Like, I took a random Friday off because it was just, it's almost like I scheduled a mental health day before I needed a mental health day. I was feeling not like work isn't super busy, but it's just the daily routine. You know, you're there for most of the day and then you get home and then you're tired or there's like a bunch of stuff you need to do. And I was feeling overwhelmed with a bunch of this wedding stuff and bachelorette and all these decisions that were depending on me. And I need to kind of focus to make those decisions and read contracts and do all that stuff and talk to people at a time where people are actually responding, especially like my wedding planner. Like, I don't want to text her on a Saturday. So I just took a Friday off, and it was also like Jose's birthday weekend. So it was nice because I was already like off work. So I was able to just like get the house in order so we could have, you know, free time over the weekend and all that stuff. And then I got all my wedding stuff out of the way. I got my workout in, just had a day to like get everything together.
Nice reset day.
Yeah. And I do that on the weekend, but our weekends are getting shorter and shorter. Like, if we have any plans, like, you don't have time to do all the stuff you have to do. Dude. And a lot of these things had to be like on a weekday, like calling doctors and like doing all that random stuff you have to do that you just don't have time for when you're working 40 hours a week or more. So, yeah. And I get really stressed out when I like do things during lunch. Like, I have to call a doctor during lunch or like do all those things. Sometimes it works. Sometimes I'm just more anxious about it. So
for sure. Cause you have to like break away from work and like you also need to make time to eat. And you're like, well, now I'm going to, it's an hour after all also, like, you know, and then this is why we need 3-day weekends, honestly, cause we just need a day dedicated to all the things of just like appointments and errands and stuff. And then you could actually enjoy your weekend. Cause I so feel that it just eats into your weekend and like, you have then what, like a day left to yourself, if that sometimes?
Yeah.
Like, so no, it's, I think a mental health like, day is.
Yeah. Grocery shopping, laundry, cleaning the house, and then going to whatever thing you were invited to do, and then having time with your partner. Like, it's so, it's too many things. Yeah. And I feel like, it was actually kind of nice. I was like, this, do I really need to take a day off? But I was like, I should just, you know, do that. Yeah. So if you have the PTO, if you have the ability to do that, maybe this is a good time because people are, you know, after the holidays, everyone came back strong and now you're just, you know, 2+ months in. And if you haven't stopped yet, you should probably take a little break.
Yeah. And I like that you scheduled it before that breaking point where you're like, like, you know, you're like kind of like, you know what, I need to get some stuff off my plate.
I could feel it coming, and there were some things that were kind of urgent that I had to handle, like on the personal side, like with this wedding stuff or whatever. Like, I just needed it to do it and not have work at the same time.
This is your sign to take a mental health day if you need it, guys.
take a Friday off. That was my tip.
Well, I'll go next. Another thing I've been trying to do more, I guess daily, is doing like a cleaning / tidying of the space of our apartment once a night and not leaving it for the next morning. I feel like that's been a pretty big game changer for me to really get the kitchen, living room kind of all like cleaned up and squared away so that the next day when you come downstairs, you're not just like overwhelmed by all this stuff. Oh my gosh, the worst feeling. The phrase clean space equals like a clean mind or something, or whatever that phrase is so true to me. Like, I'm very impacted by my environment. So if I sit down to work, and I work from home, right next to the kitchen, so apartment life, if I'm surrounded by dishes or if I'm surrounded by clutter, like, I just feel it mentally, even if I'm not aware. So I've been trying to do like a very quick, you know, it doesn't have to be like a hour long thing, but just like a nightly, just once over around the whole like apartment, just cleaning everything up, putting away the dishes. And honestly, I've been trying to make it like a nice decompression time, because I'll put on like a podcast or like a playlist, and it just something I've been honestly looking forward to. Like, I don't know if I'm just old or like, I don't know who I am right now.
You're preaching to the choir. I love cleaning the house.
Yeah, I know. Of all people, I mean, Maria's like, yes, yes. But AirPods in, put in your favorite podcast or your like favorite YouTube video, or just zone out while you're cleaning. And then it feels like you're entertaining yourself, but also being productive at the same time, which is like my love language. like I feel like I can relax. I can't relax for a very long time where I'm not being productive, which is a me problem, where like I can't really like sit and binge Netflix all the time. But if it's, you know, cleaning and listening to a podcast at the same time, you're kind of like killing two birds with the same stone. Like, you got your cleaning done and you got your like entertainment fulfillment. So
yeah.
But anyways, I highly recommend doing the same if you work from home, if you don't work from home, but just trying to keep like a tidy space, I feel like has really helped helped me like mentally. So
yeah, 100% relate on that. Yeah, I try at least, I mean, on a daily, like we try not to like get anything too messy, especially like in the living now that we have a specific office for Jose to work from home. Everything else kind of stays mostly tidy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, every night, like putting like jackets and coats and whatever, like back where they belong, and dishes. Oh my gosh, like dishes from dinner. I can't like come downstairs and to make coffee and see like a dirty pot
from the night before. And I feel like the night you're so tired and you're like, I don't want to do this, but it's like so worth it the next day.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah. Yeah. I love doing that. Actually, I also love doing it, but it's worth it.
I also love a good Friday clean, because then like a Friday evening clean, because then you got Saturday, Sunday to like enjoy the house.
Oh my gosh.
And it's just, you know,
I'm
like grandma right now.
Taking a whole different direction.
We could have a whole episode on just cleaning.
I love doing laundry before the weekend if I can, but it's hard. But if I can do it, like we sometimes, Jose will like work from home on Friday and then like he has, you know, some downtime or whatever he can do in between work. Amazing. Or like a Thursday night sometimes. Mm-hmm. Amazing. So yeah, that's the goal, is to like free up the weekend so you can actually rest and enjoy.
Give you back time on your weekend.
Yeah.
Which is all I ever want. Get it back.
Yeah. So highly recommend.
So
okay. The other thing I was gonna say is, with the whole like balancing your work commitments and personal life and all that stuff, what I've been having to do more this year is to like really think about, there's like a chart that you can make of like urgent tasks that are not important, important tasks that are important, or urgent tasks that are important, unimportant things that don't need to be done right now. And I don't actually physically like draw this out, but in my brain, I'm having to do that a lot more often, of like thinking, okay, this just landed on my desk. Like, what is it? Is it urgent? Is it like something I need to pay? Is it like, you know, can I put this off for a couple days or whatever it is? And I've been really having to kind of prioritize that way, which I'm not really good at. I want to like, either I get overwhelmed with all the things and don't do any of them, or I try to like do them all at the same time. So that's been something that I've had to like work out in my brain a lot more, I feel like, this year specifically.
Right.
Because when you're in school, you're like, okay, school is important, everything's important, whatever's due first is important. Yeah. And then at work, it's kind of like whatever, you know, the deadlines and your team kind of lets you know what's more urgent. But with personal stuff, it's murky, right? So I think I've been having to do that a lot more. And it's been good, because sometimes there's unimportant things that are not urgent and it shouldn't occupy space in your brain. Mm-hmm. So I've been having to do that a lot more. Look up that chart. It's very helpful. There's like things you can delegate. I'll find a link and maybe put it in the show notes. But it's like a square, and there's like urgent, unimportant. So like, you know, something, I don't know, something you have to buy that you forgot.
Right.
Or like urgent, important, like a bill you have to pay that's due tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then I there's like that. Stuff you can delegate, like take out the trash, tell Jose to do that.
Right. And stop, like, just, yeah, I feel like it all gets jumbled into a cloud and then it just becomes like this overwhelming thing. But then when you break it up, you're like, oh, I guess I could do these first. And then
you get a little bit more direction for sure.
Yeah.
So
that's a good one. All right. I'll go next. So another habit I'm trying to incorporate is fighting instant gratification. So this kind of goes back to a lot of things in our current day of 2023, where we get whatever we want whenever we want it. And whether that's like social media, like you can just like look up something and it comes to you immediately. And specifically for me, it's things like grocery shopping. I'll do it online and I'll like immediately get it ordered, or like I'll do my online shopping for clothes, immediately get it like sent. And to me, like, I feel like I'm doing it because I don't have enough time. So I'm being more efficient by ordering my groceries online, or like going shopping for something really quickly, like in between, like whatever, like a lunch break or something. And just like putting things that honestly used to bring me so much joy when we didn't have these things to like do that for us. So, it kind of comes back to like, when can I go grocery shopping in person if I can make time for it, or go shopping for clothes in person? Because when you actually slow down and use it as an experience, it's just so much more like joyful than just doing it online and like finding like pockets of time to do it. Mm-hmm. And it just reminded me of like how I used to like love going like shopping at the mall, or like, you know, like we didn't have the option to online shop, but it was like a whole experience. So now I'm trying, if I can, to use like my weekends to like, you know, walk into the city and actually go shopping, or, you know, actually go to the grocery store and like look around and not be so frantic on like just doing an online pickup order. And not to say like this is always going to work out. Like, don't get me wrong, I love curbside pickup. Like, that's really great, obviously.
It's your love language.
Another one of my love languages. If it allows you to do stuff you actually enjoy, like, you know, go like hang out with people and stuff, you're not grocery shopping, but just trying to find ways to like slow down and actually experience things instead of like always being obsessed with like what is the most efficient way of doing this, or like the quickest way to do this. And I just feel like that's like a part of life that we're all just spinning towards now, and it's just kind of sad. Yeah.
It is. And yeah, I mean, shopping, it's so fun to just like browse too. Like, there's so much of like you're probably gonna see stuff you don't look at online, or like things look different, and even
you actually gotta try it on.
Window shopping at the mall, like that's a whole different thing.
Yeah,
I feel that. I feel like I'm resistant to the whole like grocery shopping online thing, just because I refuse to pay anything more than I must.
Right.
Yeah. For delivery,
it's free on Amazon Prime. That's the only
thing. Oh no. Well, thanks for telling me that. But like, yeah, I feel like we're pretty good about we just go to the grocery store. But I agree. It's kind of like, just one more thing you have to do on the weekend. And yeah, but physically going shopping, I've been burned too many times buying stuff that doesn't fit or doesn't look right online. So when I want to actually spend real money, I try to buy it in person, or at least like see it in person, try it on, and then buy it online if I have to.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I feel you. I feel like a lot of the stuff too, the Amazon, like the ease of just buying whatever you need, kind of takes some of the joy out. Like,
yeah,
if you for like you just moved into a new place and you need all this random stuff. And I remember like when I was a kid, when we moved to the US for the first time, we like had nothing, so we bought a bunch of stuff at IKEA. But for like little home things, we just went to Target or Walmart or whatever, and we filled like two big carts with like laundry baskets and toilet paper holders and like all that fun stuff. Right. I had a lot of fun. and just like picking out things that, you know, and we were all a part of it versus like now where maybe we bought all that stuff on
100%. Yes.
Or, like maybe just the cheapest one they had or, you know, whatever. Like there's no like that much thought behind it. Yeah. So I feel that it's a lot more fun. Like today we really want to go to like walk on the Beltline and just like there's a new Patagonia store. I just want to go in there because it's really pretty.
Just like go like, in the store and it's like
you think I'm gonna buy anything. I might because it's so pretty, but I wouldn't on the website, you know.
And it's like you think you're like saving all this time, but it's like to do what? Like work more or like be on your phone in the end or like more time to do what? And it's like totally makes sense if you know you're using your time to like actually, you know, have fun and like do stuff or whatever. But a lot of the times I'm like, what am I actually saving here? Like
I don't know. What's the benefit? Yeah.
Just food for thought.
Same with the wedding registry. I really was dreaming of the day I was gonna go around with that beeper thing, just scanning all the things. Gosh.
I forgot but about
we didn't
that.
Do that because now that I mean I don't know if you 90s? Can still I don't know if you can still do that.
I know
myself.
I think of like early 90s rom coms when they did that, and now
I'm thinking of something maybe Sex and the City. I think
that's and now she everything was just online. Friend.
Yeah, now it's just like okay, well, it looks like I'm just shopping for myself. Like I don't want to. I don't even want to look at the prices. I just want to scan everything.
Right. Man, we're all anyways. About being retro. I feel like this came up in another episode. We're like, act like you're 12. Just bring it all back to the early days.
Do you have another one?
I do, yeah.
Okay,
go for it. I was telling Maria I was in a self-help mood today. I was like listing all these habits. I was drinking my coffee. I'll help you. Another thing I've been trying to do, kind of in the same respect as like going to places and stores and new experiences, I guess, is breaking the routine, even though I'm very routine driven person, but trying to break the routine and try new things more often and trying to incorporate that on a more regular basis. Like it could be like the smallest things, like, you know, whether that's like you're walking on a different path than you normally do, like with your dog. Or you're stopping at a different coffee shop and like on the way to work compared to your typical one. Or or like you literally just start your morning in a different way. Like you start with a workout class and just little shifts like that, like even if it's once a week, just makes me like, I don't know, just have a different like take on life. Honestly, I'm like, oh, this is just like fun or like just a little spark of joy. Like we're all about the spark of joy here. Oh, I just discovered a new coffee shop. Or I actually did this last weekend where I was like, I've been wanting to try this coffee shop for a while and it's not necessarily on the way to anything. So I had to take intentionally time to kind of get off the beaten path. But it was so worth it because I was like, oh, this was like really nice to like see a new shop, talk to like the barista. And like everyone was super friendly and it was just like nice. So I feel like trying to break out of like the mundane, like you do this when you wake up, you do that like every day.
Yeah.
And while I enjoy routine and I think it grounds me, I think it's healthy to like break away from that routine. And yeah, it doesn't have to be in any like crazy way. It could be in like small ways too. So
yeah, and I think that kind of brings a little bit of fun and different things to your week. Instead of like trying to fit it, like I feel like the overarching theme is that weekends are too short. So I think that's, yeah, I feel like that happens even when I have like, oh, like a doctor's appointment in the morning and then end up like just grabbing coffee on the way at a different place. And then I'm like a little bit late for work, but like it's a different format of a day. And it's like, oh, this is a little different. Or nice. Yeah. I think that's, I should do that more too. There's a couple of new coffee shops. There's actually one that just opened on my way to work.
Ooh.
And I'm like, gotcha. I like literally on a road that I drive by. So it's just going to be like a little 5-minute, you know?
Do it. I love trying new coffee shops. It's like my favorite thing. It's so much fun. But yeah, you know, it doesn't have to be like spending money. Like, you know, where you could also be like I mentioned earlier, just walking a different way, or like just seeing a new neighborhood and just new things. Like, try to refresh your, like, I don't know, clock.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So definitely trying to be more intentional, because I find myself falling into a routine very easily.
Yeah, I mean, we stumbled upon like this museum up in the suburbs here in Atlanta when we went to visit Jose's parents, which was designed by like a really known firm in Atlanta, and like is all sustainable and like had a bunch of paths around. I was like, oh my God, you guys have never been here? What the heck? So this really cool place in the burbs. So
yeah.
Do you have any more? You have more than me.
I am just revamping my life this year, guys.
Yeah.
I have one more and then I'm done. But okay. To wrap it up, unless you want to go after me, I have been trying to intentionally schedule more quality time with either my significant other or a friend, or basically those two people, family. And just being more intentional of catching up with people, scheduling a date night, or whether it's just calling up a friend, just making more time to connect with people. Mm-hmm. And I think we've gotten, sadly, to a point in life where you have to schedule it. And I think me and Maria were talking about how in grad school, it was like you would just talk to people all day. And I really miss that. And just, you know, you came across like a bunch of different people all day, and it was easy to incorporate hanging out. So we're not in that school environment anymore. So you really have to prioritize it. And I've been trying to do that more. So
I mean, even when we schedule it, we forget about it for 3 weeks, and then we have to reschedule it three times.
I know. Are you talking about our grad school FaceTime? Yes. But eventually we did get there.
We did do it, and it was lovely.
Yeah. And then when you actually sit down and do it, you're like, wow, like, I'm glad we did that. That was really fun, and just like rejuvenating to hear from what other people are up to. And it's just
It's like, if you don't talk to each other for too long, then like you almost run out of things to talk about, because you're like, there's so much new that I like, it's a lot to go over the whole story. So I feel like when we were in school, it was always like every day I was like, oh, this happened and like this happened, and we already know what's going on, so it's like, oh, how's this happening, you know, whatever. But
it's kind of nice to like schedule in some like check-ins, like, you know, just to keep up with each other. And definitely hard to do with like a lot of people, but like, you know, for the people that mean a lot to you, or like the closest people in your life, like try to carve out time for them, because like it's important, don't forget about them.
And it's hard as adults.
It is.
It's really hard.
It takes intention. And it's like, obviously, like everyone has busy seasons in their life, and it's totally normal to like go like spans of time without talking to someone, and then you have to pick up. And a lot of time it just feels like you picked up where you left off, which I love those relationships. But like, I think it's, don't be too hard on yourself if you're like, wow, I'm just not able to connect with all these people, like blah, blah, blah. But like, you know, like weekends, or when you have a moment, you're like, oh, I'm going to just check in on this person.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be like a whole, you know, life story FaceTime. It could just be like, hey, like, we haven't talked, checking in, making sure you're good.
You good?
You good?
That's my last tip or habit. I don't know if it's a tip necessarily, but you could take it as a tip if you want.
This is your sign. Go talk to your friends.
Go tell someone you love them.
Aww. We should have done this on Valentine's Day.
I know. All the feels.
Can't believe we didn't post a picture together on Valentine's Day.
I know. Forget Ashcon and Jose. There's this one picture where we're just holding each other and they're just there. The truth comes out.
Oh, infamous photo shoot. Well, we hope that you enjoyed this episode. It was a little chaotic, but I hope it was helpful.
this is how our conversations go. So
usually we like catch up a little bit before we start recording, but I was trying not to today because this is the whole point. So yeah, it was good catching up and getting back on the grind.
I feel inspired, you know, just we just wanted a chatty, more like, you know, inspirational episode. We do a lot of like, you know, serious episodes too, but we like to sprinkle in these guys because it's what me and Mirio like.
Yeah. 24/7. I'm very inspired to go and do some new things today. Maybe I'll go into a different store and browse.
Oh my gosh, keep me.
Emily just gave me a green flag on spending money today, so I'm gonna go do that.
Invest in yourself.
Yeah. But yeah, we hope this was helpful and that you guys enjoyed it. We have a couple of episodes coming up soon that we're planning, a little bit more generic career stuff, a little bit about my personal background experience as an international student. Bringing the tea. Oh my god, we should have created rumors that we were like in a feud.
What's really going on? Why is Maria not in the episodes?
That's the title of this episode.
Oh man, sorry to let you guys down. We're totally fine. But, follow us on Instagram if you're not already. We love interacting with you guys there. Pretty frequently post stories, post kind of inspirational career advice, architecture, you know, info, stuff like that. Definitely a lot of ARE content if you are studying, so don't miss out on that and follow us there. And as always, listen to our other episodes wherever you get your podcasts. And yeah, that's pretty much
leave
it.
Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Yes. And rate us.
I'm so glad you said that. Please leave us a review. It makes a lot of difference for the podcast. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. And we hope you guys have a fabulous weekend for us / week, whenever time you're listening.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.